To you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Tong. Elaine is on call today, so I'm running the show alone. And as always, our show try to prove that all chronic disorders can be cured. That means that after a certain number of our treatment, you should be able to have no symptom, take no drugs, and just get on the diet that diet and lifestyle that we recommend, and you will not have the symptom return. So cure takes two parts, our part and your part. The problem with conventional treatment compared with the Eastern Chinese treatment is that you treat only the symptom versus the cause. Suppressing the symptom rather than treat the cause of the problem. Treating a part rather than the whole body. Suppressing symptom versus rebuilding health. The Chinese method which I use, the problem with Chinese medicine, acupuncture and herbs, is that Chinese medicine are too weak. It doesn't really help to the body's healing power as much. And I modify it by injecting acupuncture points, and I'll explain to you later what that does, okay, with some Novocaine. It brings in your spirit. Health had to do with your spirit. The body will rot without the spirit. So that it's about time that, you know, Western people learn about that the human is mind, body, and spirit. By the way, in case anybody who have any questions, you can call in this number and share your idea with me and ask me questions. The number is 866-870-5752. That's the station's number. You can call now during this half an hour and ask me questions. Again, it's 866-870-5752. Our office is open right now, and if you want to make an appointment, 714-556-8664. And if we check out our past shows, we have been running a show for like 4 years, more than 190 shows. That is like 80 to 90 hours of testimony from our patients showing that chronic problem can be cured. High blood pressure, diabetes, Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, you name it, those are just names. My website is drtong.com, drtong.com, and you click on radio show, and you have a list of alphabetically arranged Western diagnosis. Start with Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, multiple sclerosis, and to uterus prolapse.
And,
okay. So any of this problem can be cured, and I'll explain to you later. The Western way of suppressing symptoms can be very harmful. Our first guest will demonstrate that how harmful can be when so many specialists, each one treat a part of the body, but what they use is harmful to the whole. As a result, the patient gets a lot worse. And let's have Barbara on the line.
Hello, Dr. Tong.
Hi, Barbara. Yes. Hi. Thanks for calling in. Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do and how do you learn about me?
Well, okay. I'm from Anaheim. I work in another radio station where you used to have your show.
Yes.
And that's how I met you.
Yes.
And by listening to you and Elaine every week, I already knew a little bit about some of what you were talking about because my mother was kind of more into natural cures and having the body heal itself. And so I kind of learned about nutrition, and I did learn about nutrition and some of these other things from my mother. So when I heard you talking, then I was very, very interested, especially when I heard about so many of your success cases.
Yes.
And I happened to be involved with a lady that was a friend of my father's before he passed away. And she had a stroke and has since had a heart attack, and she had kind of she has a myriad of things wrong.
Yes, let me just read some of the things that you came in for, okay?
Okay.
Pernicious anemia, foot pain, hypothyroidism, high blood pressure, chronic smoking, hearing problem, speech problem, stroke, memory problem, uncontrollable bladder, toe fungus, swollen feet, and depression.
Right. That fungus you were talking about, it was what people just normally consider that toenail fungus, which I've since learned basically exists on the inside of your body before it ever shows itself on the outside.
And that's right, yes.
Kill you.
Yes.
Well, it was all, as long as I've known her for 13 years, it was her toenails always just looked like they were ready to be flaked off, really thick, flaky toenails, but the whole fungus was actually in her skin, too, going all the way up to her ankles, and it was very gross, actually.
So
and
what was
you her... Got the whole, you cured the whole thing. Her toenails were looking great. Her feet...
Wow.
Yes. I remember that... we went to see you for about a year and a half, and then we did not see you for a year, and then we've recently taken back up with you again.
Yes.
Because of this specialists, all going at her at the same time from different directions, and nobody's talking to anybody, it seems like, and they're certainly not listening to me when I tell them that she's so toxic, she's hallucinating, and she's all swollen up, and I'm very concerned. And so what they do is call in a shrink who gives her another drug, who did not call me, which was my request. I asked him to call me first because I was concerned that he would just give her another drug. But no, he didn't call. He just put her on another drug, which, of course, will just make things worse.
Yes. She came back this time with both ankles really swollen. Now, so you can see swelling, okay? You can call it edema. That's a medical term for the swelling. You complain to the doctor that I have swelling, okay? My foot is swollen. They say that you have pedal edema, okay? You'll think that the pedal edema is causing the swelling, but it's just a medical term for the water retention. Now, what the cause of water retention has to do with the kidney being so weak that you cannot get rid of the fluid. Now, why is the kidney weak? You tell me why. She was okay a year ago.
Yes, she was okay until just recently, but I did notice during the last 6 months that she was, probably even the last 9 months when we hadn't seen you for maybe 3 months, then I've noticed a little bit of weakness coming on, but then the real trouble started within the last month and a half, and that's when I said, oh, I better take her back to Dr. Tong.
Yeah, well,
and I told other doctors, hey, she's yellow, she's beginning to hallucinate. A pulmonary specialist who was doing a sleep study said, well, possibly the hallucinations were coming because of her trouble with sleeping, and he actually had only seen her one or two visits.
The hallucination come from her drugs.
Yeah.
A person, she was taking 13 different medications.
Right. And I'm not sure that they've actually stopped them.
I wrote a letter to say stop all this medication. All they're doing is that they're suppressing the symptom. I can get rid of her drugs. I can restore her body's function so that her kidney can get rid of the fluid rather than using diuretics. And she was on antidepressant, aspirin, 13 different ones. Now, she was taking it before and she was able to handle it, after a while, the body will break down eventually.
Right, and she wasn't receiving your treatment, so after
yes.
a while, that you know, after a while, she began to get very, very toxic. And one of the things that we haven't managed to be able to get a handle on yet is that you know, chronic constipation adds to the toxicity.
Yes,
and
she's
so
still constipated
constantly.
Is she still constipated?
Yes.
Okay, next time, remind me so I do something about it.
Okay, I want you to know that I was so concerned. I went there yesterday. And where she lives, and I checked her ankles and her legs so that I could report back to you. Now, when we went back to see you on the 12th, I believe it was,
mm-hmm.
pardon me, she didn't just have swollen ankles and feet. They were not only red, but they were so tight like a drum
yes.
that it seemed like they were going to pop. And then when I helped her undress and get ready for the treatment, I noticed that she was not just swollen in the ankles, it was clear up to her thighs.
Yes.
Well, after your first treatment, there was some improvement. She said she felt better,
mm-hmm.
And that's amazing because she was still in pretty bad shape. And yesterday, after the second treatment, which was just this past Wednesday, I actually saw her ankles going down and pliability return to her ankles as you were still treating her.
Exactly. I saw that too.
And
yeah, the swelling was down after I finished.
Well, check this out. When I checked her legs yesterday, the ankles were still about the same size, but the swelling that had gone all the way up to the thighs were now all the way down to the knee.
Yes.
Okay, it was only swollen from the knee down. And the first thing I noticed about her is that she was a very rosy color.
Yeah, she was yellow before. That means that her liver was breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
All drugs come in the body. The first thing the body does is the liver detoxify it so it won't be harmful to all the organs. And the kidney will excrete it. So when you load the body so fast with toxins, the liver and the kidney cannot handle it. Then her skin will turn yellow, the eye will turn yellow, and the kidney will fail, and then you will have fluid accumulation. And then later on, that's the cause of congestive heart failure because heart had to pump so much more fluid. And you're giving drugs to help the heart or help the kidney won't work. You got to get the body's organ in function.
Well, it doesn't seem like the Western doctors are aware. If they're aware, they're certainly just covering their...
They really don't care anymore because that's what they were taught. And as long as they can control the insurance industry and dictate on who you can go to, they can make their money. They don't really care. So
none of them really reacted to the fact that that she was yellow. Which
yes.
I thought was a great, you know, this is kind of weird, but I thought that was a great, should have been a great big red flag to
I know,
see
they,
somebody.
They really don't know and they really don't care. Tell us, during the time last year that I treated her,
yes.
what kind of thing that you noticed that besides the toe fungus, what had I improved her?
Oh, okay, check. Okay. She was so depressed that she was angry all the time. It was
yes.
terrible outbursts with, new words being
I remember,
added to the
yes.
Taylor's Dictionary every single day.
Yes.
Okay, the bladder control.
Yes.
It's not 100%, but it became I used to worry about, you know, I'd have to put things down in my car when I was transporting her.
Yes.
And it got to the point where I forgot all about that because I didn't have to worry about that anymore.
That's
but the most amazing thing, two amazing things that you did was after the very, very, very first treatment in August of 2001, when she was just barely making it with a walker and had come that far from being in a wheelchair.
Yes.
That we put her walker aside and she got off of the examination table. She took your hand, not leaning on you, and also just put her hand around my finger and walked across the examination room. I was just flabbergasted.
Yeah, this is a patient who is 62 years old and had a history of strokes and all kinds of problems that I said earlier. Yes,
and she began, and she continued to improve. And she continued to have pain, but you kept treating it, and eventually all the pain and swelling and redness and fungus went away.
Yes.
And that was about with about a year and a half of pretty regular treatments based on what, you know, we could, what Medicare would contribute and what we could come up with. And then, so it wasn't, you know, several times a week, and it wasn't even sometimes every week.
Yes.
And then the
is that three times? Yeah, three times every 2 months, yes.
Yes, and the other thing that would, that really... really, really impressed me, and that I tell everybody about, is that shot between the index finger and the thumb that you gave her, and it took her from about 30 cigarettes a day down to 2 a day immediately.
Yes.
Immediately for over a year, and then I believe you gave her another one during that time to try to even get rid of those other 2 cigarettes.
Yes,
but she's kind of a stubborn old gal. You know, and even if she didn't have probably a craving, she wanted to.
Yes.
And so now it's probably been a week since she's had one. She claims that she has been only having one or maybe 2 a day in the morning, but since her second cigarette smoking cessation treatment with you.
Yes.
But I know that... she became a much happier camper. Her level of health was much higher. She was a functioning human being and not just laying around in her bed. She began to work at walking with a quad cane, which is a cane with the 4 little feet on it. And she actually, you know, she actually would walk from the car up the ramp and then down the hall and get in the elevator and come up to your office. Sometimes it was harder than others, but she would do it.
Yes. Okay, and Barbara, I know, thanks for sharing all this with us. Okay, the reason why all the changes, some of you think is coincidence or just it may not due to my treatment. My treatment actually helped the mind. Remember we talked earlier, the mind. That's why she's happier. That's why she was able to have more discipline and control her smoking. And so the mind is what helped the body in health. Are you still there, Barbara? Oh, but Barbara.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes, I am.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we have another guest coming.
Okay.
Thanks very much for you sharing your observation with us. And just like what you say, anything can be cured. So Marsha, her friend, is much better now. Even though Medicare only allow 3 treatments every 2 months. Which is really not the schedule that we would like to have her on. If she was able to come every week, she would have much even better result. I know. Anyway, let's have our second guest online. Rosemary, is Rosemary there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, Rosemary. We want to share your story to show that treating the whole person rather than treating, you know, parts is the right way to treat it. So share with us what happened. Yeah, what you want to tell people.
Well, I guess what I'm kind of surprised at is two of the things that I didn't even tell you about have been healed.
Yes.
And one of them is I had a large ganglion cyst on my left wrist, which was there for about 20 years, and it was quite large. And I didn't even think of telling you that. And I noticed about a month ago that it was a little more over a month ago getting smaller and smaller, and now there's just almost no sign of it left. It's practically flat. It's so small already. And that, without even telling you, so that
really
surprised me. And another thing was that I had had yeast infections for at least 30 years, maybe even more.
Yes.
And I noticed about a month or so ago that I don't have that anymore either. And that's another thing I didn't tell you about even. It just cleared up.
Yeah, let me interrupt a little bit first. For people who want to call in for questions regarding what we are presenting here, the number is 866-870-5752. And for anybody who wants to make an appointment, the number is 714-556-8664. And those people who want to check out our website and listen to any past shows, okay, we got cases like that for the last 4 years, and I'll continue to do it because it's very easy. It's just very sad that the medical profession not only doesn't want to learn it, they want to suppress this information. My website address is drtong.com. drtong.com. If you click on radio shows, we have 190 of them. Posted in an audio file that you can download, real player, and actually listen to people like Rosemary and Barbara to share their story. But Rosemary, what you first came to see me? What were the big problems?
Well, the main thing that brought me there was when I was told that it looks like I'm beginning to get glaucoma and macular degenerative disease.
Yes.
And when I was examined, the pressure in one eye was 20 and the other one was 19, which is still in the normal range, but at the very high end of it.
Right.
Just before you go over into the danger zone. And after a couple of months of treatment, let's see, I was diagnosed in August with that, and I went to you the beginning of September, and then I had my next exam in the beginning of November with my ophthalmologist, and at that time the pressure in my eyes was down to 13 and 14, which is excellent.
Yes, so
and
that shows that once you get the body functioning, you don't need to have eye drops, you don't need to take medications.
Yeah, so, and it also amazes me that I have stopped almost all of my prescription medications. I was on quite a bit, and I even what I take, I don't take regularly.
So what
I'm
were you on before? What were you on before?
Gee, I'm not sure if I even remember everything. I know I had Inderal, Levsin. I didn't take them for so long, it's hard to even remember everything.
You don't need to take all those junks. They really make you worse. You pay so much. People in this country pay so much money. Pay so much money to the American doctors to get sick. You guys realize that? You know, it's very expensive, and you take all this medication, it drains your body's energy, the body's healing energy. What I did for Rosemary, I said, I put the mind back to the body. The human body is a byproduct of the mind. The human body listens to the mind. The mind controls the body. The energy from the mind, the Chinese call qi, enter the body through a set of meridians. So wherever you got stress, you got diet problems, you got pollutions, or drugs, drugs or chemicals will cause blockages of all this antenna that receive your mind. When the energy cannot go in your body circulation get poor. And that's why without the energy and circulation to the eye, you develop glaucoma, macular degeneration, or floaters, or eye problem. It's because you don't have any circulation. Just like in a normal society, when the traffic are blocked, then you got all different kind of problem. The way to resolve the problem is to restore the circulation. You got anything else to share with us, Rosemary, before we time is coming up?
Well, I think that's the main thing, and I'm just hopeful that my many, many other problems will also clear up over a period of time.
It will. How's your energy? How's your emotion?
Okay,
compared
well,
to before.
Problems with emotion.
Compared.
Fine. Even. Oh, that's right. I was on Paxil too, and I don't take that anymore, and I really don't notice that I need it.
So, were you on Paxil for what? Depression?
Well, the doctor thought that I might have a little bit of depression, but I think it was for that as well as regulating the heart. But I don't need it. I'm fine without it. I haven't had it since September, and I don't have any problem.
Yeah, there's a problem with regular Western doctor. They just think drugs are food, okay? There was a case that a boy killed the grandmother because she was on Zoloft, and this boy had no history of violent act like this. So all these drugs are no good for you. Anyway, the time's coming up. Thank you very much, Rosemary. for calling in and share their story with us. You have a nice day, okay? Okay. Anyway, next week, the same time again, we'll share with you more case histories at KRAO 870. Okay. This is Dr. Tong saying goodbye and have a nice day.
Brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.